Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen. Welcome to the Lamb of God, amen. Wednesday night Bible study brought to you by Shofars of Glory, Global Fellowship, amen. The shofar has sounded in the name of Jesus Christ. I am your host, instructor, I guess, Prophet Yehoshua Brown, amen. We greet you all, amen, by way of internet, cell phones, iPhones, smartphones, whatever your device of choice is for this evening. Amen. So for about 60 minutes or so, or however Lord say so, amen, I will be, amen, giving you the pure, unadulterated word of God, the Lamb of God, amen, straight from the, amen, the word of God, from the prophetic dimension, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go into a word of prayer. Let's sanctify these lines. Let's let the Holy Spirit do what it always seems to do, amen, right about this time when the scroll is cracked open. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, give me the words to speak to your people, God. Lord God, I don't have a written out sermon. I don't have a 4-5-part sermon. All I got is your word, God. But I believe, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will confirm your word with signs and wonders, Lord God, that you will begin to minister to the hearts of your people, Lord God, apostolically, prophetically, pastoral, evangelistically, and Lord God, in the teacher's realm, God. So I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, let the word of meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, God. Give me the eyes of an eagle, a nose of a bear in the spirit, God. Lord God, let me line up Old Testament, New Testament, Lord God. Let the scriptures harmoniously flow together, Lord God. These are your sheep, Lord God, which you purchased with the shedding of your own blood, Lord God. We give you the praise on tonight for being El Shaddai, El Barat, El Hasim, El Arohai. Lord God, we thank you for being an almighty God. We thank you, Lord God, for being an everlasting God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're a quickening God, Lord God, that release your power, Lord God, that calls dead things to come alive. So, Lord God, I thank you for your power right now in the name of Jesus. As my flesh decrease and your spirit increase, God, I ask, Lord God, that you be glorified, that you be magnified, and that the devil be terrorized. Release your holy cherubs, Lord God, over this phone line, annihilating everything that's unholy, Lord God, everything that's abominable in the eyesight. To the fornicator, quit fornicating. To the adulterer, quit adulterizing, Lord God. To the smoker, don't want to smoke no more, God. Make it uncomfortable. Wear our flesh out tonight, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that we may learn, Lord God, that you're an holy God, Lord God, and that you will share your glory with no other person, God. So, Lord God, be thou glorified. Walk in me and lead and guide me, God. Stretch out in me, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Release your angels, Lord God. Sanctify every line, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Break up to follow ground. The book of Jeremiah declares, Lord God, that, Lord God, your word is like a hammer that break into pieces. I thank God for your word, Lord God, that break, Lord God, heart and hearts down, Lord God, till it is able to transmit and receive a word from God. So, Lord God, we thank you on here tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Amen. The shofar has been sounded, signifying a fresh anointing is in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus Christ. We're coming from the book of John in the Brit Hadash, the book of John, that is the Shilach John, amen, the Apostle John, the 5th chapter. Amen. I'll try not to get too happy. Amen. Chapter 5, amen, verse 1, it reads, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. So first thing you got to know, people of God, is that Jesus Christ, amen, he came from up top, amen. Though he was a king, amen, though he was a king that reigned high and sat high, he got down on our level. But in this particular text, we have Jesus who was down in the earth, amen. I'm talking about down in the lower part of the region, amen. And he went up to Jerusalem, amen, because Jerusalem was seated, amen, in a higher place, amen, than all the other places. So when you say you're going to Jerusalem, you say you're going up to Jerusalem because the altitude is ends up climbing, amen. That's why the new Jerusalem will come from up top, that will come down. But on this earth, this planet earth, amen, if you're in the surrounding regions, amen, you end up going up to Jerusalem. You end up walking up into Jerusalem in the name of Jesus Christ. So we know that Jesus went up to Jerusalem, amen. And when he went up to Jerusalem, amen, the heaven, amen, he began to release fivefold gifts, amen, in the spiritual realm. And so now in this particular text, we see in verse 2, amen, that there is a Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches, amen. So Bethesda, amen, that also means a house of grace. So because it's translated as a house of grace, that means there is the grace of God that is released in this particular place. Every time you have a place in the name of Jesus Christ that is in the earth realm, amen, whether you go to Chicago, whether you go to Carolina, Florida, it doesn't matter where you go, amen, there is a particular release of God for every territory that you may find yourself in. There is a release of God that you can begin to expect in various territories, amen. He said, and watch this, he said, by the sheep market, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having five porches, amen. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. How many people do you know, amen, there's still people waiting for the move of the water. There's still people gathered around, amen, this pool, amen, except we're gathered around this same pool right now in the United States of America and around the world. People are waiting for something to happen. There's a move of the Spirit that is taking place, and people are waiting, amen, to see what's going to happen because of this moving of the water. There's folk that's laying around this water, amen, impotent folk, blind, withered, hithered, and withered, amen. People that got all kind of various affliction and things going on in their life, and they're waiting for the move of the water. We're reminded in the book of Genesis, amen, that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God began to get into that last week, amen. Hallelujah. How the Spirit of God move upon the face of the deep, and when there's a move of God, you can bet your bottom dollar that darkness is nowhere, amen. There's nowhere too far from it, amen, because the active, amen, of darkness is to counterfeit the move of God. Now, in verse 3, amen, we see around this place, amen, that there's people gathered around. So Jesus come rolling in the town, and these people were going by an oral tradition in verse 4 that an angel would go down a certain season into the pool. Hallelujah. So there was, watch this, so there was a grace that was released in verse 4 in the form of an angel, amen, and they kept this grace alive by oral tongue, saying that, amen, if you get in there first, amen, you will get your healing, amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. So watch this. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Now watch this. You ain't got to watch this. You ain't got to be first in line, amen, because the Bible tells me, amen, when Jesus talk about those who labored in the vineyard, amen, there was one who started at the beginning of the day, and then there was some that started at the end of the day, amen. And at the end of the day, they got paid the same wage as the one that started at the beginning, amen. So it doesn't matter if you got saved first, my God. It doesn't matter if you got saved yesterday, amen. But at the end, my God, we're still going to get paid the same wage, amen. Your soul is going to be saved. Your soul is going to be redeemed. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Your soul is going to be, amen, converted, amen, hallelujah, from this present world into, amen, an eternal soul, amen, a soul that will be living again, amen. Our soul will go back to the original intent that God had it when Adam was in the garden, amen, because when Adam was in the garden, the Bible declares that he was a living soul, amen. God breathed on him, and he was a living soul, hallelujah. So when the trump sound, amen, when the spiritual so far sound, amen, this flesh, amen, is going to drop, amen, and God is going to breathe on it in the spiritual realm and cause our soul to come alive. It's going to live, amen, because, my God, because it has embraced the voice of God, the breath of God, the wind of God in the name of Jesus Christ, and it will begin to ascend. So now, on this planet Earth, amen, in verse 4, there were folk who were just sitting around waiting for a move of God to happen. They was waiting for something to take place. They was sitting around waiting for a shift, amen. And this thing had happened so long ago, amen. It was a shift that they began to keep alive season after season after season. and people would line up all around the corner trying to get into this water, amen. So these people sitting here and waiting for, watch this, the water to manifest, but didn't know that God had a manifestation of God in their midst. They didn't recognize, watch this, they could keep the oral tradition alive, amen, but they couldn't recognize Jesus in their midst. And a certain man was there. The Bible says a certain man. That means it could have been anybody, amen. It was a certain man, amen. It was somebody that was pointed out. Hallelujah. He was there and he had an infirmity, 38 years. My God, what was he doing in the second and third year of his infirmity, amen? But 38 years, amen, this man had been in a state, amen, to this thing that was an infirmity, amen, became comfortable, amen. There's a lot of people that's just like this man, amen, who was in a situation, amen, and it became real comfortable for them. It became real comfortable for them to be in an affirmative state, amen. But Jesus saw him lie. So Jesus seeing this man lie down, amen, and Jesus began to examine the state of this man by the Spirit of God, amen, and knew that he'd been there a long time. Why? Because when you're lying down, amen, for a long period of time, there's a certain way you're going to lie. You're not going to lie like you're lying down in a bed, amen. But because you've been laying down there for 38 years, I imagine that this man's body was twisted up. I mean, he was leaning on his elbows, amen. I'm talking about sores on his elbow, rub raw on his arm, amen, from sliding on the ground, amen, rock scraping him, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Jesus could examine his body, tell him by the way that he was adjusted on this mat or whatsoever, amen, that he had been there a very long time. Jesus, watch this, the Bible said, verse 6, that Jesus saw him lie. Watch this. Jesus saw something in him that when he wasn't telling the truth. Jesus saw him lie on a particular mat, amen, because, watch this, he was manifesting the condition that was on the inside. And he knew that he had been now a long time in that case, amen. Did this man ever think about repenting to God? Did this man end up, watch this, did he think about praying, amen? The Bible doesn't tell anything that this man had a prayer life. The Bible doesn't tell us that this man had a prayer life. The Bible doesn't tell us that this man, amen, was going to the temple, amen. The Bible doesn't tell us, amen, that this man was obedient to the law. The Bible doesn't tell us, amen, that he was to sit at the feet of God kneel just like Paul did, amen. The Bible doesn't tell us, amen, that he was schooling all letters of the law. The Bible doesn't tell us none of that, amen. So we know that this man had been in this case for a very long time and that he had been ostracized from worship, amen. He been ostracized from living, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, because the Jews believe, amen, if certain afflictions happened to you, it happened because you was either cursed or God was had you in a state of affliction, amen. And so they would begin to separate themselves from the individual. The Bible says he'd been a long time in that case, amen. It'd been a long time in that case. So this man was in a broken state, amen, because his mind was in a broken state, amen. And this man never thought for once to repent to God. This man never thought of once, amen, to repent and call on the name of El Shaddai, call on the name of Jehovah, call upon the name of Yahuwah. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. He never thought about calling upon the name of God, I am that I am. Amen. He never tried to find a priest, amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. He just sat there in that comfortable position, amen. Though it was hurting, though it was affliction, but he'd been there so long, he got comfortable. How many times, amen, have we been in a bad situation, and because we've been going through it for so long, we got comfortable? How many times have you been through scenarios, amen, where folk had done you wrong, amen, but because you're used to one person doing you wrong, or you're in a relationship they do you wrong, or you have a friend that walk away from you, you go through all kind of manner of things for so long, amen, that you begin to think that you really deserve that. You really begin to think this is the way that life is supposed to be. You begin to think, amen, that all I understand, watch this, it said that nobody knows the trouble that I've seen, amen. A little saying that they had up in the world, amen. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. So we end up singing that same old song, I've been through the storm too long, amen. Yeah, you can sing that you've been in the storm for too long, baby, but when you going to come out the storm? When are you going to get tired of being in the storm? When you going to do something? When you going to put up that sail, amen, and begin to let the wind blow you in the opposite direction, amen. When are you going to, amen, just stretch out your hand and say, Master, Master, it's not my mother, my father, my sister, or brother, but it's me standing in the need of prayer. It's me that needs to go on a fast. It's me that needs to be dug out. It's me that needs to be purged. It's me that needs to be refined. It's me that needs to be sanctified in the name of Jesus Christ. So this man, he's sitting there, and Jesus, after he examined this man in this long time in that case, Jesus is coming against his mindset. He's coming against, watch this, because this man is broken down because he didn't have a mind to want to get up. This man didn't have a mind to want to get up, amen. All evidence is pointing to this man is down and out. He can't get no lower to the ground than he already is. You heard of rock bottom? Well, baby, he's already at rock bottom. He can't get no lower down than he already is. And so this man, because he's already at the bottom, baby, only thing we got to do is go to the top now. Because we already have tasted the bottom, or because we know what bottom looked like, amen, only way we can go now is up, amen. We can't get no further down. In other words, you can't get no more depressed, amen. You can't cry your eyeballs out any longer, amen. Only thing we can do now, amen, is just get happy with the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, amen, and get up out of this mess. And so now Jesus asks this man a question, amen, because Jesus wants this man to be accountable for his actions. Jesus asks this man something, amen. He said, will thou be made whole? And God is asking you that question. If I had to use for a theme tonight, will thou be made whole? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We know that the fivefold ministry, amen, is for the perfecting of the saints, amen. And because the fivefold ministry is for the perfecting of the saints, it's for the saints in order to become complete. It is for saints to become complete and mature in the things of God. And so we all are here together, unified by the Spirit of the living God. So God will have us in this place, amen, or God will have us in ministry, amen, to be able to be a blessing one to another. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, amen, that iron sharpens iron. The last time I checked, wood couldn't sharpen no iron. Last time I checked, amen, wool couldn't sharpen no iron. Last time I checked, amen, let me tell you something, a jewel could not sharpen iron, but it takes iron to sharpen iron. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible declares that, will thou be made whole, will you? Jesus asked this man a question because he's saying the reason why you're in this situation is because of you. You was not willing to take responsibility for your actions, amen. This man was not willing to take responsibility for the decisions that he had made. And how long, amen, you've been in that church, amen? What is your bed, amen? You've been lying down. What is your bed? Your bed could be that church that you've been in for 38 years, oh, Lord, amen. Watch this. Your church could be your family, amen, that's been robbing you for 38 years, amen. Watch this. Your bed could be, amen, your kids, amen, that been robbing you for 38 years, amen. What is your bed today? And God is saying, will you be made whole? Maybe your bed is diabetes, amen. Maybe your bed, amen, hallelujah, is arthritis tonight. What is your bed, amen? Because, Jonah, watch this. Jesus is trying to tell this man, amen, you're in a church mindset, amen. You're in a religious mindset, amen. And I come, amen, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I come to take you from that church mentality to the kingdom mentality. Because to have a kingdom mentality, amen, is to know that the sickness and disease and the state that you're in is not of the plan and purpose of God in you. But if it's the purpose and plan of God, then God must be got to get some glory out of it. Because I'm reminded in John chapter 8, amen, that the man, amen, hallelujah, that been born blind from his birth, and the apostle asked, what did this man do to be in that state, amen? Did his mother sin? Did his father sin? And Jesus said, ain't nobody sin, amen, but that the works of God may be made manifest in his life, that God can get some glory out of his life, amen. But this man here in this particular text, amen, he been in this state not to give God to watch this. He didn't been in this state because God wanted to get some glory. He been in this state, amen, because of sin. He been in this state because of sin. And so now this man, amen, Jesus is asking you a question. Oh, my bad. God is asking this man a question, which is fitting for all of us. Will thou be made whole? I want you to look at the word in verse 6, amen, will. and I want you to look at now. God said there's some things that you need to get straight in your life. Will you do it? Because he asking this man a question without being made whole. But the first word I want you to concentrate on is will. Watch this. When Jesus came to the earth realm, he subjected his will to the will of the Father. He said, not my will, Father, but thy will be done. So I'm asking you tonight, will you go? Will you go? All of us, we cry and say, God, send me, God, I'll go. I'll testify of your marvelous work. And then when God sent us, amen, we said, no, God, they're doing me wrong. God, they're persecuting me. God, they're using me. But God said, didn't you want me to go? Didn't you want me to send you? Will you be made whole? Will. What will you do tonight? What will you do with that mindset? What will you do, amen, with that struggle that's going on in the inward parts of your members? What will you do with the struggles that's going on in your mind? What will you do, amen, concerning your bills? What would you do, amen, what will you be made whole? The next word after will is thou. Thou means you. That means, are you willing to take responsibility tonight? Are you willing to take responsibility for the manifestation that you got out of your life because of your decisions? And you got to say, listen, I'm the reason why I'm in this state. And when you watch this, and when you begin to blame other people, that means you're not really paying attention to what God is asking you. Because God is asking, will thou, you. It's a you thing. It ain't nobody else. Because if you're blaming somebody else, you still have to allow the person to do it to you. Will thou. Next word is be. Be. The Bible said, be ye holy, for I am holy. What will you be today? What will you be today? What will you be? Will you allow God to be glorified in your life? Be. You can be anything that you want to be. But will you be a man of God? Will you be a woman of God? What will you be right now? Will you be in obedience to the scriptures? Will you be obedient to his commandments and his laws and his statutes? Will you be tonight? Will thou be made whole? Made, it's a process. When God begins to make you, made, will you be made? Paul says, in order, watch this, in order for you to be, you got to be making, got to go through a making in order to be made. You got to go through a making process in order to be made. Even when you join the mafia, amen, when you're becoming a made man, amen, in La Costa Nostra, amen, you couldn't just be, amen, made just like that. You had to go through a process of being the making of you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Will thou be made, what? Whole. Complete. Watch this. When Adam and Eve came together, when God brought Eve to Adam, Adam was made whole. Why? Because there was a completion spiritually. When you got married, that means, amen, there was a completion that took place. Why? You was made whole. If you're single tonight, watch this. Marital-wise, you're not whole. Because you become complete when you walk in oneness with the person that God ordained for you. Somebody say, well, no, it ain't, amen. I could be married, amen. I could be married, and I could be single, amen. Wait a minute. The Bible says it's not good for man to be alone, but I don't want to go there. I want to stick to the text, amen. Verse 7 says, the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. Well, my God, the Holy Ghost lined it up anyway. Sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. You see this man? He's blaming people for not getting his healing. He's blaming the preacher for not getting healed. He's blaming his mama, his daddy. He's blaming his wife. She's blaming her husband. The blame game. This impotent. Jesus asked this man a question. He said, will thou be made whole? And you know the best response this man could give Jesus? Well, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled. He ain't asking you about the water. He asking you, will you be made whole? It's a you problem. It ain't the water. And Jesus is asking you that tonight. He said, man, I'm trying to get you right. I'm trying to get you out of debt. I'm trying to get you from stop crying. I'm trying to get you out of depression. I'm trying to get you out of that little place. But you sitting here talking about, well, I will get my life together, but these kids. I will get my life together, but my job is working me hard. I will get myself together, but I don't have enough time. I will get myself together, but I got to do soccer club with the kids and all that. I will do this, amen, but I got this man in my house, uh-oh. I will do this, but I got this woman in my house, uh-oh. You understand? What is it? What is your water, amen, that you're looking for the trouble from? He says, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the ball, to put me in the pool. But while I'm coming, another step it down before me. So watch this. He used to having people climb over him. He used to having people do him wrong. So right down verse 7, that lets me know the mental state of this man. Right there in verse 7 of John chapter 5, we see the mental capacity of this man. Number one, he blaming people for his state. He blaming people for the 38 years. Look at this thing. I want you to look at this thing. For 38 years, and Jesus said, you've been in this thing basically 38 years. Do you want to come out? He said, I will be out by now, but, you know, while I wanted to come out of this, somebody else went and got theirs. That ain't got nothing to do with you. See, watch this. You putting your faith in something external. You putting your faith in the church building. Uh-oh. You putting your faith, amen, going there every Sunday. Uh-oh. But watch this. But you ain't got nothing at your house. You ain't got no altar at your house. You ain't got no prayer life at your house. You ain't got no word life at your house. You ain't got no living epistles on the inside of your house. Watch this. Watch this. Jesus said in verse 8, he told the man, rise, take up thy bed and walk. So Jesus first told him, rise. Let's focus on that first word, rise, in verse 8. So Jesus told this man, get your mindset together. Rise. In order for you to get up, your mind got to tell your body, get up. When you know better, you do what? You do better. Rise. Jesus told him to rise. Not only get up, but Jesus said, man, get off the ground and fly. Get off the ground and fly. Rise. Hallelujah. Start with that credit score down. Let your credit score rise. Stop settling for being a high school dropout, amen. Get that diploma and rise. Stop settling for just a high school education. Get your university degree and rise. Stop settling for working at McDonald's, Burger King. Fill out them applications, trust God, and watch him make you rise. Next word, Jesus said, he told a man, rise and what? Thy bed. All right, let's focus on take up thy bed. That thing that you've been on for 38 years, watch this. That person that you've been with and ain't been married to all these years, Jesus said, it's time to take up the bed. All right? It's time to kick him out the bed, or it's time to kick her out the bed too. Jesus said, bedtime, watch this, bedtime is over with. Bed buddies, it's over with. Take up thy bed. Jesus said, you got to clean up now. Take up your bed. Take out, watch this. Get out of the hospital bed, amen. You've been in the hospital too long. I don't know who God's talking to, but I'm going to walk the floor in the spirit. Amen. You've been in the hospital so long, amen, you get used to lying there. Family done forgot about you. Jesus said, take up your bed tonight. Take up your bed. Next word, walk, and walk. When God give you all these instructions and he asking you a question, sooner or later, you got to begin to walk this thing out. there comes a time you got to stop blaming mom and daddy. You got to quit blaming your career. You got to stop blaming everybody, and you got to begin to walk the things of God out. Verse 9, and immediately the man was made whole. Well, wait a minute. How was this man made whole after 38 years? What did this man do to finally come out of this thing for so long? You know what he did? He was, what's this? The only thing this man did for the first time in his life for 38 years was be obedient to instructions. He followed instructions. How many prophetic words have you gotten that you've been obedient to? You probably got about 20, 50, 100 different prophecies. What have you been obedient? Have you been obedient to any of them? Well, I know the prophet told me this, that, and the third, but I ain't had time to do it yet. Well, you wait, watch this, and you wonder why you ain't got the results. Well, I don't put my faith in man because man can't do that. But listen, no. Watch this. You're missing it because you're trying to judge the prophet instead of judging the prophecy. Instead of judging the prophecy, well, you should be obedient to the word and then wait for the manifestation. This man, watch this. This man didn't know Jesus from a can of paint. This man didn't know Jesus. He didn't even, watch this. He didn't have no spiritual ignition in his life. This man, watch this. The Father didn't even endow him with a supernatural revelation of who Jesus was. Well, how do you know that, prophet? Well, the difference between him and the blind man is that this man did not call, he didn't perceive that Jesus was a prophet. He did not perceive that Jesus was a prophet. You know what he called Jesus? Sir. He called Jesus, sir. Look at the Bible. He called Jesus, sir. He didn't call him rabbi. He didn't call him prophet. He called him, sir. Watch this. So watch this. He didn't know Jesus was a man of God on his level, like a regular person. Asking him a series of questions. Watch this. And watch this. Now in verse 8, when Jesus told him, rise, pick up that bed and walk, immediately the man was made whole. Okay? Watch this. The Spirit of God, he finally connects with the shift he'd been looking for. Oh, this thing is good. He'd been looking for the shift to come in that pool. But watch this. God gave him a quicker way because there was still a line at the pool. There was still a line at the pool. So when he became, watch this, when he connected with the word of God that Jesus released, watch this, he was made whole and took up his bed and walked. So wait a minute. Something clicked. This man got an endowment by the word that Jesus spoke. So that lets me know the word that Jesus spoke gave him strength. It gave, watch this, watch this. It gave him spiritual strength to have a made-up mind. What Jesus said made sense. After 38 years, nobody ever stopped and told this man to listen. Will you be made whole? That's all Jesus said. And then the next thing Jesus said was, rise, take up that bed and walk. That's all Jesus said before this man walked. Jesus said two sentences. So this man was two sentences old. He watches. He was laying down for 38 years because his failure to embrace two sentences. If this man got out of 38 years of misery by two sentences, what can you get out of tonight? What can you get out of tonight that you've been in for years? Immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed, the Bible said, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Watch this. The day he's supposed to have been resting, watch this. He said, guess what? I had a 38-year Sabbath. My Sabbath, watch this. He had a 38-year Sabbath, and on the Sabbath, God gave him permission to walk. Watch this. Watch this. The Jews, in verse 10, therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. So guess what? The Jews are saying, listen, I know you've been on that thing for 38 years, but listen, you out of order for coming out of your state. That lets me further know that when you come out, when you make up in your mind to get out of that situation that you're in, when you make up in your mind that you want to be made whole, when you make up in your mind, amen, that you're smoking, you're drinking, you're cussing, you're fussing, you're smoking, I'm talking about all that sleeping around, all that stuff, amen. When you get tired of being sick and tired, baby, when you get tired of being sick and tired, and you finally make up in your mind to come out, when you come out, not everybody's going to be happy for you. Speak, Holy Ghost. Not everybody's going to be happy for you. Because after 38 years, you would think that these religious folk would give him a pass. You would think they would be praising God that this man who was on that state for 38 years is finally out. They didn't even acknowledge. They didn't even acknowledge his healing. They acknowledged the fact that he's carrying the thing that he's been bound to for 38 years. Hey, why are you picking that up? Put that back down. So really, they was happy when he was on it. Listen, watch this. There's some people that was happy when you was down and out. But now that you getting your, watch this, but now that you getting your mind straight, now that you got your mind together, now that you said, as my wife would say, coming out swinging, amen, now that you got your mind made up, folk, watch this, they said, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. And you know what they said? Thy bed. So watch this. They're beginning to identify this man with the bed that he's been on for 38 years. Verse 11 says, he answered them, he that made me whole. This man still don't have a clue who made him whole. But guess what? He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. So watch this. He remembered what Jesus said. He remembered the prophetic word. Watch this. After you get the manifestation, baby, you still got to remember that prophetic word that set you free. Come on, somebody. You still got to remember that word that set you free. So he rehearsing what Jesus had already said to him. And then verse 12, then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? Verse 13, and he that was healed wist not who it was. For Jesus has conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. So after this man got healed, Jesus didn't sit around trying to testify or nothing. Jesus was gone. All right? Jesus was gone. And when Jesus left, watch this. So now the man, he said, I don't know who did it. Verse 14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. Hold it right there. So watch this. After he done been talking to the religious folks, they didn't get the answer that they wanted. He still don't know, and all of a sudden Jesus appeared, boom. See, you never know when that word that set you free will come right back in your face. And afterwards, Jesus finding him in the temple. So now watch this. He's in the, watch this, he's having church now. He's whole now, so he, watch this, he in the church. See, one thing, amen, when God sets you free, you can't go back to the same pool that was affected, ineffective in your life. You can't go back to the same pool that you've been hanging around for 38 years with all the other spectators. Watch this. Jesus, this man went to give God the glory. He went to the temple. Watch this. After you are made whole, watch this shit called Oboshata. Depending on the affliction, you were supposed to see the priest. Now, Jesus found him in the temple and said unto him, behold. Jesus said, hold up now. You made whole now. Watch this. You can do ministry. You're maturing this thing now. You understand. God has raised you up. God has restored you. He said, all right now, sin no more. Wait a minute. So that lets us know that Jesus told him to sin no more, that this man was in, oh my God, help me, Jesus. This man was in this state for 38 years because he had sinned. You mean to tell me, we've been reading this story, that this doggone man was in this state because he did something crazy? Yes. Jesus told this man, sin no more. So Jesus told this man the reason why he was in that state for 38 years is because sin, he did something. 38 years ago, caused something to be released in this man's life that slowed him up. It took 38 years off of his life because he did something 38 years ago that was sinful. Watch this. And Jesus brought the thing right back to his face. He said, this is why that happened. This is why that thing wasn't able to move. It wasn't able to move because of something you did. He told him, sin no more. Watch this. Jesus said, if you do it again, a worse thing come unto thee. Because he said, because I set you free, if you sin again, watch this, the enemy going to afflict you worse than he did last time. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. Okay? Watch this. When you get your blessing, you can't go and tell everybody how you got your blessing. Come on, somebody. You can't go around and tell everybody how you got blessed. And watch this. I don't know why this man will go and tell these religious folk or who healed him. Okay? Because they was ready just a few minutes ago to punish him for tearing his bed. But because he's trying to fit in. Oh, come on now. He just now got saved, made whole. The first thing he want to do when he gets saved is hang out with religious folk. First thing he want to do is hang out with religious folk. So now look at the Bible says. This man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who made him whole. He went back to the same people that was trying to do him in. Apparently, he ain't all the way delivered. You could be free in your body, but you're still not free in your mind. Come on, somebody. And therefore, the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. You know why they didn't like Jesus doing these things? Because it made the other leaders, religious folks, look like they wasn't on their job. So when you out there manifesting the power of God, and they ain't showing, proving no signs, no wonders, what is happening, they're going to want to do the same thing to you that they've been trying to do to Jesus, trying to slay him, trying to persecute him because he had done these things on the Sabbath. Watch this. Because they choose to rest, and because you ain't resting, because you say like Jesus, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is still light. Watch this. Watch this. Verse 17. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherup, and I work. Watch this. He said, my Father worked, so I work too. So he said, basically, me and the Father working in unison on all things. Me and the Father, we work cohesively together. That's why Jesus always referring to the Father. He's always acknowledging the Father. He said, because I got to do who sent me. Verse 18, therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also, watch this, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. They said he was trying to make himself equal with God instead of looking at the fact that Jesus tapped into a divine understanding of who God was, so when he knew who God was, he knew who he was. Jesus knew who he was because he identified who God was. He knew who his Father was. And he said, because I know who my Father is, I know who my spiritual DNA comes from. I'm only walking out the characteristics and the manifestation of the DNA that's on the inside of me. And we close. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for this word. Thank you for your holy word, God. Will you be made whole? That's what the Father's saying tonight. If you're listening, we thank you, Father. We thank you for your holy word. We thank you, God, for supplication, Lord God, and prayer, Lord God. I pray that this word stirs somebody tonight, God. I pray that this word, Lord God, calls the people to examine themselves, whether they be in the faith. Will you be made whole? Will you? Lift your hands everywhere, people of God. Say, I will. I will be made whole. I will be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, begin to quicken us right now, God. Give us an apostolic prophetic release, God, that will stir us, God. Hallelujah, God. Let somebody take up their bed and walk tonight, God. Let somebody take up their bed, Lord God. Hallelujah. And never look back, Lord God. Lord God, that they never look back, Lord God, putting their hand to the plow, God, that it will break up new ground in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your win, Lord God. I thank you for this message, God. Because, God, I think about an hour ago, I don't think I could have preached anything, God. But I thank God I didn't preach this. I know that Jesus did. So, Lord God, we thank you, God. We give you the praise and we give you the glory to him that is able to keep us all from falling. We call upon him. We call about Yeshua. We call about the HaMashiach, the Holy One, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let all of God's people say, amen, amen, and amen. Amen. You're tuned into, amen, the Lamb of God Wednesday night Bible study brought to you, amen, by Nathan on the Spot. Amen. Also, amen, Shofars of Glory Global Fellowship. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're here every Wednesday night at 9 p.m., amen, bringing you very best in pure, unadulterated, prophetic, amen, Bible study teaching, amen. Amen. Prophetic people, they need prophetic teaching, amen. They need the word to come into the prophetic dimension to feed them, amen. And if you're a prophet or prophetess, amen, or amen, you're a prophetic person, amen. If you ain't getting prophetic teaching, amen, you'll dry up. You'll get frustrated. Amen. I mean, you be feeling like you need to break out from Alcatraz from your church. Amen. It be like that. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. But if you need to step into the ring, amen, on tonight, amen, we'll take your, amen, live calls. Amen. You can push one for those who are on 347-945-5416. That is 347-945-5416. You can step into the ring, amen, with the prophet. Go one-on-one with the prophet if you got any questions. You just want to give God the praise for the study on tonight. We're live on blogtalkradio.com/Nathan on the Spot. Amen. You may press 1 after you dial a number. Amen. We'll transfer you into the live broadcasting on here tonight. For those who are on the internet at blogtalkradio.com/Nathan on the Spot, make sure you call in, amen, to give God the praise or what you just got out of the story. So we're now taking your calls right now for what you got out of this word tonight. What did you get out of this story tonight? Will thou be made whole? That is the word for tonight, amen, on our Bible study, amen. If you had anything you'd like to add, amen, as you took away from it, amen, you're welcome to do so at 347-945-5416. Amen. Do we have a caller? Amen, amen. Amen. Also, while we're waiting, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, you can just press 1 at those who are on the cell phones, 347-945-5416. You can press 1 in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, amen, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to join us for Shofars of Glory, Wail and Travail, 5 a.m. prayer line, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, many people have gotten healed, set free, and delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ, you can join us Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on the 5 a.m. prayer line. The number for that is 218-632-0752, and the passcode is 7777#. That's 218-632-0752, in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, Friday night, let me make sure I get the information for you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I will be ministering at Destined for Greatness, Amen. We'll be mentioning that Justin for Greatness teleconference line where the founder, amen, is Prophetess Sonya Ferguson. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will be releasing the Word of God Friday night at 7 p.m. The number is 857-232-0157. And the code is 511-831. And that's at 7 p.m. Amen. I will be ministering Friday on that teleconference line. Destined for Greatness, amen. The founder is Prophetess Sonya Ferguson, amen. Awesome sister of mine, amen. And the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to the glory of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Also, in the name of Jesus Christ, make sure you come out for the Cornerstone, amen. The Cornerstone in Orangeburg, South Carolina, April the 8th through the 10th, amen. It will be held on John C. Calhoun, amen, Boulevard, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you can definitely come on out. We got a lot of speakers, amen. The Orthodox Reformation Kingdom Movement will be in your area, amen. Dr. Apostle Winston Cooper, amen. Prophetess Caroline Cooper, Prophet Dyshawn Smith, and Prophetess Michelle Smith, Prophet Dominique and Sky Addison, amen, and Pastor Tori Montgomery, amen. We got a whole lineup of people from across the country coming in to migrate to release a fresh impartation to Orangeburg, South Carolina. You don't want to miss that, amen. Mark it down in your calendars. April the 8th through the 10th, it will be a 3 days, amen, three-day, amen, meeting. You can go on shofarsofglory.org, amen. The registration fee is $25. Registration fee is $25, amen. Hallelujah. And we did that to be a blessing to the people of God. Hallelujah. It's not $150 and $200. That's crazy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Just enough so we can bless the speakers. Amen. Hallelujah. For laboring in the Lord. Amen. There's going to be impartations released all that weekend. Amen. So if you're a pastor, bishop, amen, evangelist, amen, doesn't matter. Amen. Or you're a prophet, apostle, come get your stirring. Amen. That's April the 8th through the 10th. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, amen. If you need more information, amen, hallelujah, the event page is on Facebook, The Cornerstone. It's the Cornerstone Apostolic Prophetic Leadership Conference, The Cornerstone, amen. Hallelujah, brought to you, amen, by Shofars of Glory, amen. Also, the Eagle Language, amen. Get your copy of Eagle Language in the name of Jesus Christ. So many things going on, amen, hallelujah. If we don't have no callers, amen, then we're going to get ready to dismiss on the show. Make sure you go by shofarsofglory.org, amen, if you want more information on the ministry, if you would like to sow into this ministry, go on shofarsofglory.org, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Do we have a call out there? You may press 1 if you have any comments before we go off the air. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the Lord for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I guess that's my time. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we love you. Amen. On behalf of Nathan on the Spot, amen, Prophet Joshua Brown of Shofars of Glory, we love you. Amen. Thank you for supporting the ministry. Amen. God bless you. You have a powerful night in the Lord. Shalom. Good night.
You got a caller.
We got a call.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Do you hear me?
Well, he, I don't know what he did. He hit one, then he disappeared. I guess when you said that you're going to close for tonight, you decided to go ahead and, yeah, okay, well, you have to do it next week.
Amen. Amen. Well, I guess they got off, amen, before... But nevertheless, amen. Is there anybody else out there before I officially go?
No, I think we just have one person still left. And that's a
561
number. I don't 561 number, but they didn't hit one.
Oh, okay. Well, amen. Well, God bless you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll see you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
There is power in the name of Jesus. spirit's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every,
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every, break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army.